telling their stories to prove something. Here he wants to say, you know what? There are people who do something and you will think that it's secret, nobody will understand it. There are tricks to understand it. Let's go back. Let's go back to our animal farm. In our animal farm, once upon a time, there is a cow. What is the cow? First of all, the cow is one of the representative of the ego. We know that. It's one of our animals. And we know that there are mainly four of them. Remember, it's the donkey, it's the dog, it's the horse, and it's the cow. And the fifth one, which we interswitch, is the camel. Because camel could be educated, and camel could become the good one to take you to the holy Mecca and all of that. Anyhow, these four will represent four different attitudes of ego. What is the attitude of a cow? A cow is doing nothing but eating and sleeping. That's all. Cow has several stomachs and very busy with the herd, does nothing else. Later we'll see a cow who is very lucky. He has this good diet, which gives light. Therefore this cow every single night comes out, puts this, and will feed. Says, even this doesn't work. Because a clever merchant, piece of dirt and filth will cover the light and the cow is finished. You will hear all of this. Here we hear it. And historically, let's go back a little bit. What is the grandfather of this cow I was talking about? This cow happened in the time of Moses. But before that, there was another cow.
The golden cow.
Much before the golden cow. Once upon a time, there was the first prophet, which we know universally, Mithra. Mithra is the god of sun. He is the sun. Not S-O-N, S-U-N. S-O-N is his imitation. Because when they wanted to put down the base of Christianity, this is 300 years after Jesus, they had to put down something acceptable to the folk. If not, they'd revolt. And the folk were pagans. Pagans are Mithraist. This is a reminiscence of a very old belief which was invented in Iraq, in Sistan, in southeast of Iran. There is a lake which is the lake of the mother of Mithra, because Mithra himself is the light, is the sun, and his mother is the water. So even now the Zoroastrian girl, they will go bathe in that lake in hope to become pregnant by that water to give birth to another Jesus. All this exists, so they bring it out. That's why, for example, how they calculated the birthday of Jesus. There is no way that somebody knows one child was born when, 2,000 years ago. But they changed it much, much later to bring it to the birthday of that Mithra, which is Yalda, which is the longest night, because the next day the light will be reborn again. That's why Christmas time is there. That's the calendar, the way they explain it. And you will see the statue, one of the other stuff which is in Christianity, which has nothing to do with Jesus, and it has a lot to do with Mithraism, is baptism. Because all the temples of Mithraism, you will find a source of baptism. Under the major churches, from Ireland to China, wherever there is a church, they dig, they will find a Mithraistic temple underneath. And in all of that, you will see the Mithra. Have you seen the picture of Mithra? He is killing a cow. And the blood of the cow will come to the earth, and from earth there is a plant coming out. There is a little Scorpio over there. All of these are those mythological stuff, but the main thing is killing the cow. Right? Then there is another part of that story which you will see in next books. It's in book 4 and 5. The story of killing the cow. And in Masnavi it becomes one of the long, long, long stories, because that's what the sacrificial ceremony of Eid al-Qurban is about. That's the essence of the story of Ishmael. Killing your son, killing. That sacrifice is best presented by the cow, which is a part of ego. Killing the cow. Here, he will let you know the killing the cow, but he will not explain it, because he knows that later he comes to that story and he will explain it as long as he could. But here he will refer to it and will make you notice it, that kill the cow of your ego quickly, because when you kill that one, then the hidden breath will become alive and conscious. Means for the moment, that breath of God in you, that spirit in you, is unconscious and breathless because the cow is sitting on it. That simple. Imagine that. Do you remember the young child which cries and the goodness comes from that? The guy who was selling halwa? That guy, the cow is sitting on it. You see, kill the cow, which is your ego, and do it immediately. That breath, which is hidden in you, will become alive and conscious. This is the last message. Because what? Let's go back. To kill the cow is the stipulation of the path. In this path, one of the conditions is you should kill that cow. You cannot pass with that cow. You cannot carry that cow with yourself. Remember that. It will be explained to you later. We'll talk about it, but know it. Here, when we talked about this, you remember he said when this fleshy stuff dies, that the spiritual one will become alive. This is the choice you have between the good part of you or animal part of you. If you kill the cow, the other one could come out. Repeat the last verse, please.
To kill the cow.
Yeah.
To kill the cow is the stipulation of the path, in order that the spirit may be restored to consciousness by the stroke of her tail. Kill most quickly the cow, your fleshly soul, so that the hidden spirit may become alive and conscious.
So this paragraph, he didn't speak about Zonun at all, right? He didn't talk about craziness at all. Here, he gave you 2 points. First was that this craziness I'm talking about is moody because you should understand that the shame of following this one, which believes in this, following your intelligence, which loves your bodily existence, your physical existence. This is why we suggest becoming crazy. And that craziness, by that, we mean kill it out. Kill a part of you, that part of you which is full of appetite, never satisfied. That's the cow. Let's go back. Let me read you these 2 paragraphs. I start from how friends came to the madhouse. In Chenin Zunun Mesir of Fetad, Chandalu Shuru Jun Nobizan. شور چندان شد که تا فوق فلک می رسید از وی جگرها را نمک این منه تو شور خود ای شور خاک پهلوی شور خداوندان پاک خلق را تاب جنون او نبود آتش او ریش هاشم می رود چون که در ریش عوام آتش فتاد بند کردندش به زندانی نام نیست امکان با کشیدن این لگام گرچه زین ره تنگ می آیند آم دیده این شاهان زعام خوف جان کینگ و رو کورند و شاهان بی نشان چون که حکمان در کف رندان بود لاجرم زنون در زندان بود یک سواره می رود شاه عظیم در کف طفلان چنین در یتیم در چه دریا نهان در قطره آفتابی مخفیم در ذره آفتابی خیش را ذره نمود و اندک اندک روی خود را برگشود جمله ذرات در وی محو شد عالم از وی مست گشت و صاف شد چون قلم در دست قداری بود بیگمان منصور برداری بود چون سفیهان راست این کار و کیا لازم آمد یقتلون الانبیا انبیا را گفته قوم راغم از سفه انا تا تیرنا بکن جهل ترسا بین امان انگیخته زن خداوندی گشت آگیخته چون به قول اوز مسرور جهود پس مرور امن کی تاند نمود چون دل آن شاه زیشان خون بود اسمت و انت فیهم چون بود زر خالص را و زرگر را خطر باشد از غلاب خاید بیشتر یوسفان از رشک زشتان مخفیند که از عدو خوبان در آتش میزیند یوسفان از مکر اخوان در چهند که از حسد یوسف به گرگان میدهند از حسد بر یوسف مصری چه رفت این حسد اندر کمین گرگیست زفت لاجرم زین گرگ ابو و علیم داشت بر یوسف همیشه خوف و بیم گرگ ظاهر گرد یوسف خود نگشت این حسد در فعل از گرگان گذشت رحم کردین گرگ و از عذر لبق آمده که ناز حبنا نستبق صد هزاران گرگ را این مکر نیست عاقبت رسوا شود این گرگ بیم زن که هشت حاسدان روز یزن بیگمان بر صورت گرگان بودند هشت پر هرس خس مردار خار صورت خوکی بود روز شما زانیان را گند اندام نهان خمخاران را بود گند دهان گند مخفی کن به دلها میرسد گشت اندر هشت محسوس و پدید بیشه ای آمد وجود آدمی بر حذر شو زیم